Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the word of God, episode 32, the word of God, episode 32. So we're going with our scripture, which is Hebrews 4:12. By this time, you should be able to say it offhand. And we're even using just half of that scripture because there is more to it. So we're saying, for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. So we're looking at the word of God is powerful. We're looking at how powerful the word of God is. So there is no other book like the word. Why? The word of God stands in its own class because it is a revelation from God. Other books are written. You can read Shakespeare, you can read other, but none can change you. None can change a man. Nobody read these things, and the liar, complete liar, will become a man of truth. The one who was murdering will become a saint. The one who was stealing will give up everything, back like Zacchaeus told Jesus, I will give up everything that I stole from others. There is no one who has read any other book and we see such a classic change in them, in their character, in their attitude, in everything that you do, like reading of the Bible. It is a revelation from God. So we have looked at that the earth is a reason for the heavens. The earth is the reason why the stars and the moon and the sun and all that were created. The heavens serve the earth. They minister to the earth. They are servants of the earth. The earth is the smallest of the planet. And yet, all these things were created to help the earth run its course. And man is the reason for the earth. Man, you are the reason for the earth. Yes, you are the reason for the rivers. You're the reason for the fish. You're the reason for everything you see on this earth. That is why it's such a pity that a man will want to commit suicide when he's the reason, or a man will worship wood and stone when you are the reason for the wood and stone. Okay, so what is the reason for the man? If the earth is the reason for the heavens, the man is the reason for the earth, then what about the man? What is the reason for the man? In the previous episode, I said that because of the lonely heart of the great father. And then the father is he is a father. Ephesians says that all fatherhood heads up in God, whether they are families on earth or the families in heaven. So blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole families in heaven and earth, the families in heaven and earth find their fatherhood in God. So God had craved and yearned for children, and that is why he created the man. And can you imagine that God spent all these millions of years packing the earth with good goodies, with good substance, with chemicals, with gold and diamonds and bauxite and all that. He knew the man who needed steel. He filled the earth with steel, knowing that there will be a steel age for the man. Man will need this machinery. Ha! This is a powerful God. Now, man, because he disobeyed God, fell in the garden. But you can tell that in Genesis 1:26, God said, and let us make the man in our own image and after our own likeness. Genesis 1:26. Now, I heard somebody somewhere, and I felt that it was so true, said when God wanted to create the vegetation, God spoke to the earth and said, let the earth yield its fruit. And the earth did. When God wanted to create the fish, he spoke to the waters and said, let the waters give birth to these beings. And we have all whales and sharks and all that in the sea and from the river and from the water. Then when God wanted to make man, he did not turn to the earth, he did not turn to the heavens, he did not turn to the sky. He turned to himself and said in Genesis 1:26, let us make the man in our own image. That was God talking. God talking, let us make the man in our own. So when God wanted to create the man, he did not turn to anybody but himself. That is why the man is connected to God. When man looks at the earth, vegetation, the animal kingdom, and looks at everything, yes, but does not look for God or his connection with God, he becomes like an orphan. He has no connection, and the man will roam through the earth and will not find purpose for his life when he does not find his connection with God, because man came out of God. Your connection is with God. When the fish is not able to connect to water, it dies. It needs the water to thrive, to live. When the animal is not able to tend to the earth, that is the vegetation, and eat of it, he will die. In the same way, man, if you do not tend to God, if you do not have connection with God, if you do not allow your connection to become stronger through the knowledge of the word of God, he says that he has given to us all things, 2 Peter 1:4, all things that pertain to life and godliness. God has given us all things, 2 Peter 1:3, all things that pertain to life and godliness. If you do not have that connection with God, you suffer, because it is through the knowledge of God. That is the only way you can have access. What knowledge? Knowledge of the Bible, knowledge of the word of God. That is the power in the word of God. You are so blessed. Have a beautiful day. Bye.